glass of tea. From the other end of the hallway, a rhythm was generating. A process of rude investigation. The hard glare stretched. He set down his glass. Growth too is rude. The high grass, indigo leaves. He lit a fag and surveyed the terrain. The red air split. His nostrils twitched. His throat, filling with the phlegm of awareness, tightened over the sounds of his despair like a net over prey. Wings fluttered against his cord and his enormous eyes rolled back. The leaves rearranged, exposing his mission clear as a wavy bend. And the music, the music. The boy is Johnny, has always been Johnny. Johnny Bongo, Johnny Cloud, Johnny Guitar, Johnny O'Clock, Johnny Walker. Time is falling. He straps his boots and he seizes his bag. He is Johnny Appleseed, subliminal landscape painter. He is the brush, the mouthpiece. He is gyrating on the edge of indifference, spinning off the cliff, seducing holy fists, pressing the lever of the lost. And who is found? He checks the glass, a sultry image who has shaved his fragile throat with buttered hair and greased gestures. He buckles his cup, lip, hand, pocket full of seed, and he is his own steed, ready to go, man, go, and he knows how to pony as he dives into a triptych of sweat dedicated to nothing but the cultivation of a land of a thousand dances. This little poem I wrote for one of your local citizens, Albino Luciani, who became Pope John Paul I. And I liked him very much. I thought he was a very kind man, and perhaps he had so much love in his heart for the people is why it burst so soon. True music, or vera musica. Musica? Si. Time is expressed in the heart of an instrument, something that stops in the heart of a man. Time is the wall and the space around. Time is the tree of a life that resounds. Time to adore and time to go, to give to the fishermen the slippers of Rome, the whirling embrace, the arms of the fold, to gather together the swirl of the leaves, turning and falling, returning as thee to the clay of creation, though your children will hold the wave of your hand, the smile of your soul. This is called Dog Dream. Have you seen Dylan's dog? It got wings, it can fly. If you speak of it to him, it's the only time Dylan can't look you in the eye. Have you held Dylan's snake? It rattles like a toy. It sleeps in the grass. It coils in his hand. It hums and it strikes out when Dylan cries out, when Dylan cries out. Have you pressed to your face Dylan's bird, Dylan's bird? It lies on Dylan's hip, trembles inside of him. It drops upon the ground. It rolls with Dylan round. It's the only one who comes when Dylan comes. Have you seen Dylan's dog? It got wings, it can fly. When it lands like a clown, he's the only thing allowed to look Dylan in the eye. This is stocking feet or barefoot, immensely proud or bent like love, twig, scaffold, grave digger, dancer in wind, the same wind yet stinking of pigs, rose, or the pollen which makes one cough, cruel, fantastic, unlike anything else. To have no need for the apparatus of the operating room, to be safe from all bodily harm, to know love without exception, to be a saint in any form. Oliver Ray.
Not here, but here.
Garcia. I think there's a record out coming out, I think in March, of the Grateful Dead doing Bob Dylan songs. And there's a real beautiful version of Jerry doing Visions of Johanna. So watch for it.
Desire rolls on ahead.
Tomorrow,
Thank you.
poem by William Blake. Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Gave thee life and bid thee feed by the stream and o'er the mead. Gave thee clothing of delight, soft as clothing woolly bright. Gave thee such a tender voice, making all the vales rejoice. Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Little lamb, I'll tell thee. Little lamb, I'll tell thee. He is called by thy name, for he calls himself a lamb. He is meek and he is mild. He became a little child, I a child, and thou a lamb. We are called by his name, little lamb. God bless thee, little lamb. God bless thee.
Thank you.
our first time to try that song acoustically, so thank you for being the first. Father, I am burning roses. Father, only God shall know what the secret heart discloses, the ancient dances with the doe. Father, I have sorely wounded. Father, I shall wound no more. I have waltzed among the thorns where roses burn upon the floor. Daughter, may you turn in laughter. A candle dreams, a candle draws. The heart that burns shall burn thereafter. May you turn as roses fall.
One of these
This is another little poem by William Blake, and this little poem is called The Chimney Sweeper. And in William Blake's time, it was very dangerous to speak out against social injustice. A man could be hanged for speaking out. And William Blake was very disturbed about the child labor and the way the children and women were treated in his time, and especially the little boys that were taken from 3 to 11 years old and stuffed inside chimneys, naked, to clean the chimneys for the rich. This wounded him so deeply, but the only way that he was able to speak out was through his poetry. A little black thing among the snow, crying, weep, weep, in notes of woe. Where are thy father and mother, say, they are both gone up to the church to pray. Because I was happy upon the heath and smiled among the winter snow, they clothed me in the clothes of death and taught me to sing the notes of woe. And because I am happy and dance and sing, they think they have done me no injury and are gone to praise God and his priest and king who make up a heaven of our misery.
Mother. We're going to do a little song for you, and we hope you have a good time. And actually, this was Joey Ramone's favorite song, so we sing it for Joey. Let you go.
Perfect moon, I am calling. Perfect moon, clad in pure, I approach your naked neck, barefoot, baying. Perfect moon. Perfetta luna, sona canta. Perfetta luna, adoro. Arenderme. Alle tu grandi mani, io sono tua perfetta luna.
Belongs to lovers. Here she comes.